Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 28. And a man of God came near and said to the king of Israel, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is a God of the hills, but not a God of the valleys,' therefore I will give all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." God's promise proved true. It always does. Just as God said, Israel's king Ahab and his army defeated the Arameans soundly. So Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, took a year to rebuild his army and then went at Israel again. But this time, he went with a different strategy. Ben-Hadad's advisors told the king that the gods of Israel were the gods of the hills. They were convinced their leader that fighting in the hills had led to the previous defeat. So this time they would meet Israel on the plains. Look again at today's passage. God said that he would prove himself to be the God of the hills and valleys, and then everyone will know that I am the Lord. Man, it's true, isn't it? God is the God of the hills and valleys. During the great hilltop blessings, God is there. We enjoy his presence and stand in awe of his work. And during the deep valley experiences, well, he's there as well. We depend on his strength and help to make it through the troughs, the deep parts of life. He's the God of the hills and valleys. So a couple talking points. Thank God for being the God of the hills and valleys. Whatever you are going through, he is going through it with you. And pray now for a person going through a deep valley. Ask God to help them experience his presence and let that person know that he is God of the hills and the valleys. Thank you, Father, for never leaving us or forsaking us. Help us to enjoy the hilltop blessings and handle the valley challenges, knowing that you are with us regardless of the terrain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.